Hartford came in with zero regulation losses. You guys won two games. It must be satisfying.
Yeah, it's still early in the season. We've played them three games out of four, so we get to know each other a little bit. I thought it was a really good game from us tonight. You know, the 1-1 game going into shootout to me is a game where we're going to redo it, and our score chances were way higher for sure. I thought our defense played really solid. Caden was solid. And I think our forward did a good job to provoke some offense. We got at least almost four or five half breakaway. And the goalie, Oscar, is a stud. Like, let's call a spade's good goalie on the other side. He's really calm. Both of their goalies are outstanding. That's why their record is so high. They're a good team. But obviously, we saw those goalies three games out of four. And trust me, they're good goalies.
It's really early in the season, but your penalty kill has been, I mean, it's top of the league right now. And this is a team that last year was near the bottom in that category. From this year to last year, what do you think has been the biggest difference?
Well, we're rotating guys a lot. I think face-off and, I think we're using a lot of people. And we're trying to get everybody out there at least once on 30-second shift. And I think we try to keep sufficient. I think we're disciplined in some ways during games. I think tonight we got a little more PK than we usually do. Dan Jacob and Alex Burrows and the guys we're prepared. That being said, we're not perfect. There's a couple things tonight that we need to tweak and make sure we're ready, because Toronto's a good team tomorrow. So let's finish this week. It's been a bit of a ride here. We have a lot more game played than a lot of teams in our league with travel and a lot of moving parts. So let's finish strong tomorrow. Let's take a step back, debrief, and we'll go forward after.
But in that respect, with the penalty kill, what would you say is the biggest adjustment that you and your staff have made?
I think we were actually not that bad last year between you and I. I think we just cracked we let one in. That's the kind of thing. I could look at some PK where we were fine for a minute, 45 seconds, and then just find a way to. I think our defensemen are doing it well. We're clearing pucks a little better. But I don't think we were a disaster last year the way we played. Just that this year we're executing a little more with more maturity. Keep going.
There's a couple of veterans now that are out, Veroni and Barber. Mm-hmm. How can you guys replace them and what you bring to the team?
Well, we got to spread those good minutes and those goals and those offense play around, and that's part of hockey, right? I mean, everybody loses guys, especially American Hockey League. You lose it to injury, you lose it to call-up. So we're, we got Wakeid from the East Coast. He's at a good camp for me. You know, we had numbers, and he did a good job in the East Coast, and it showed that he did his homework. He played well tonight. I got to play the guys I have. So that, for me, I like Riley and Phil. Love them. I really like them a lot, but they're injured. There's not much we can do about it. We're just going to make sure everybody chip in on little plays and little details.
Last question.
When Wakeid is at his best, like, what does he do well?
Physical. Moves his feet, is physical. That's all he needs to do. He does that, everything else will follow. That's it. He needs to move his feet, be physical, keep it simple. No problem with Wakeid. He brings a positive impact on the game.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.